resolution passes. We're now going to move to our regular agenda. Carla, would you please read council item number 79?
Authorize up to $250 million of new money sewer revenue bonds to finance sewer system capital improvements and authorize refunding of outstanding bonds.
I have some talking points, but I don't think they're necessary. Let's turn it over to our debt service manager.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioners. Eric Johansson, City Debt Manager. This is a proposed non-emergency ordinance that authorizes the issuance of up to $250 million of sewer revenue bonds to fund capital costs of the city's sewer program. Proceeds of the bonds are expected to be spent over the next 12 to 18 months to fund those capital projects that are included in the CIP of BES. The ordinance also authorizes the refunding or refinancing of outstanding bonds. However, as I think you know, due to the prohibition on advance refundings that was included in the federal tax bill, we don't anticipate at this time that we will be doing any refinancing as part of this issue. The new money bonds that are authorized by the ordinance are expected to be sold in late April and closing in early May. We do want to take advantage of what continues to be a favorable market environment and come to market as soon as we can reasonably do so. So happy to answer any questions.
What is the current favorable market environment in terms of debt?
I think interest rates are going to be, if we were selling today, probably for 20-year bonds, less than 4%. I think.
So a little higher than they were.
A little higher, we look at Treasury rates to see, the direction of municipal rates as well, and Treasury rates are certainly moving up slowly, but moving up.
And Mr. Johansson, why do we come to council and ask for authorization to do a big placement like this rather than a series of smaller placements? What's the benefit to the city of doing a $250 million placement?
Well, there's certainly benefits in terms of the issuance costs that we incur in any bond issue. We pay underwriters, we pay financial advisors, we pay bond attorneys and so forth. So to the extent that you can spread those costs over a larger issue, it makes sense to do that. Also, the time period over which we're expending these proceeds is relatively short. We try to target our borrowings to cover periods of up to 24 months. So this is the size of this issue at $250 million is consistent with that, and I think we'll probably spend them more in the 12 to 18 month range.
Okay, colleagues?
So the new tax law makes interest from municipal bonds no longer tax exempt?
For most projects it is still tax exempt. What we can't do is refinance outstanding bonds more than 90 days before what we call the call date of the outstanding bonds. So many times over the last, since I've been debt manager, certainly we've refinanced bonds through what's known as an advance refunding, where we sell new bonds to refinance old bonds. The Congress took away that option to us. One of our primary tools in managing the cost of our debt. Efforts are ongoing to try to get that reinstated. I'm not hopeful right now, but we're still working to try to get that provision included in a future act.
So if the reason that we've previously refinanced is to secure a lower interest rate and a better return for the taxpayers, What was Congress's rationale for hamstringing us?
The argument that I hear most often is that when you do an advance refunding, there's a period of time in which you have two series of bonds outstanding for the same set of projects. Treasury views that as a loss of revenue to Treasury because those bonds are tax exempt. The amount of the theoretical loss to Treasury is very, very small, but this was an item that they, as I understand, saw as a way to fill a gap in the tax bill. So it was included, and really there was no effort, or there was a big effort to have it come out of the proposed bill, but there was no receptiveness on the part of the Republicans to consider that.
Okay, colleagues. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
All right, this is an ordinance, first reading. It goes to a second reading. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.
We have a couple